Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. William Byron is the 2024 Daytona 500 winner, as correspondent Jerry Jordan reports.
It had been 40 years to the day since Hendrick Motorsports ran its first race as a company at Daytona International Speedway, and 10 years since anyone on the team had been to victory lane in the Daytona 500. However, William Byron changed that on Monday, edging out his teammate Alex Bowman for the win. As cars spun through the front stretch grass with the white flag in the air, NASCAR let the caution flag fly, freezing the field with Byron out front. The victory puts Hendrick tied with Richard Petty Enterprises for the most Daytona 500 victories at 9.
Jimmy Johnson was collected in a wreck only 6 laps into the Daytona. He plummeted out of contention, finished 28th in the number 84 Toyota. NBA, the Brooklyn Nets will head out of the All-Star break with a new head coach. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
The Nets are changing head coaches, firing Jock Vaughn after opening the season 21-33, which puts them 11th in the Eastern Conference. Vaughn injected life into the franchise after replacing Steve Nash in November 2022, leading the Nets to a 43-32 record despite trades that sent Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving out of Brooklyn. But the team has dropped 5 of its last 6, including a 50-point loss to the Celtics on Wednesday.
The Nets are promoting assistant Kevin Ollie to interim head coach, according to ESPN. In the NHL, an unusually high-scoring game between Minnesota and Vancouver. Tom Merriam reports.
The Wild won a very wild game over the Canucks 10-7. Minnesota scored 7 goals in the third period, including 5 in the first 5 minutes and 12 seconds, to overcome what was a 5-2 deficit late in the second period and set a franchise record with the 10 goals. Kirill Kaprizov scored 3 of those goals in the final period to spark the comeback. He also added 3 assists. Joel Eriksson-Ek also had a 6-point game for the Wild, tallying a 3-goal hat-trick with 3 assists. Vancouver's JT Miller also scored a hat-trick plus 1 assist. The 17 combined goals came on a total of just 51 shots between the two teams.
Boston topped Dallas 4-3. It was Anaheim 4-3 over Buffalo. Detroit beat Seattle 4-3. The Vegas Golden Knights pull within 10 points of the Pacific Division lead, as correspondent Bruce Morton reports.
The Golden Knights were in charge from start to finish in a 4-0 win at San Jose. With the loss, the Sharks were swept in the season's 4-game series, being outscored 18-5. On Monday, Alec Martinez never put the puck in the net, but he did assist on 3 of his team's goals. Between the pipes, Logan Thompson stopped all 30 shots he saw from his toothless opponent. Holding down second place in the Pacific Division, the victory enables the Golden Knights to remain 3 points ahead of Edmonton.
Edmonton defeated Arizona 6-3, Carolina 6-3 over Chicago. Toronto knocked off St. Louis, keeping their winning streak alive. Here's correspondent Mike Reeves.
Austin Matthews' 49th goal of the season on the power play 45 seconds into the third period snapped a 1-1 tie and led Toronto to a 4-2 win over the Blues. It was their 4th consecutive win. The Leafs also got goals by Matthew Nyes, Bobby McCann, and William Nylander, who scored shorthanded.
We're battling. I mean, every game's a battle. We got to battle for a playoff spot and keep fighting. So I think, we've answered the bell.
Brandon Saad and Torey Krug scored for St. Louis. Ilya Samsonov won in net. The loss went to Joel Hofer.
Ottawa beat Tampa 4-2. AP Top 25 College Basketball, a battle of top 10s in Houston, as Adam Spillane reports.
Jamal Shedd scored 26 points as second-ranked Houston beat sixth-ranked Iowa State 73-65. Shedd shot 6 of 10 from the field and added 6 assists and 4 rebounds. He scored 20 points in the second half. Houston head coach Kelvin Sampson.
Sometimes the most simplest thing is to keep the ball in your best player's hands and put him in a position to turn the corner and go make a play. So that's what we did. We kept the ball in our best player's hands, and he delivered time and time again.
Emmanuel Sharp scored 20 points for the Cougars, who improved to 23-3 on the season. Keyshawn Gilbert led Iowa State with 17 points.
And UConn is this season's first unanimous number 1 in men's college basketball. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.